Hello, my name is Toby and this is my interpretation of Skellig. It's called Skegno. My family and I have just moved into this old house because the baby was coming and we needed more space for the baby stuff. The man who used to live here had passed away, which was a bit creepy. There was a filthy, crooked garage where an old man kept loads of things. I liked going in there, but my mum went blah, blah, blah about not going in because it was too dangerous. But I liked exploring, and I didn't think she cared about me much then anyway. In fact, I didn't like her much then because all her attention was on the baby, so I decided to go in. Inside, a dusty, ragged carpet was laid beside a bulky, corroded mirror. Hordes of books were piled up next to an unused prehistoric bag, which had been left there to rot since the Viking Age or something. A manky, gritty broom lay beside dozens of books which were yellow, stinky and torn. A wobbly ceramic wash basin lay on its edge dangerously. A rotten leather chair leaned unsteadily behind the heaps of vile, smelly rubbish. I thought I heard a faint scratching in the corner of the spine-chilling room, behind the fractured, crooked chest of drawers. Also, I thought I heard a nightmarish cackle behind me. I swiveled my head, but there was nothing there. I thought I saw something move in an antiquated mirror. I felt a shadow scurrying up to me. My heart thumped hard as if it wanted to escape. It was nothing. But I was still terrified in the end and had nightmares about what could have been in the garage. I decided to write a letter because I needed advice to sort out my problems and so everything would go back to normal and my mum and my dad and I wouldn't be stressed. I wrote to an agony aunt called Daphne. Dear Daphne, I feel so desolate because my family and have just moved away from my real friends and we are having major problems with my premature baby sister. Also, the new house is not ready yet. Unfortunately for me, my mum and dad are shouting at me for no reason. They never asked me if I wanted to move. I feel upset because everyone is neglecting me. Unfortunately, my sister is sick and I can't do anything but feel sympathy for the poor girl. I need proper advice.